Chofetz Chaim means the following Hakdom, and he says that Avada and Avada, there's no question about it. If a person does not learn Hilchos Shabbos, the Chofetz Chaim is guaranteeing that every single person in Klal Yisrael is going to be Nichshal in Hilchos Shabbos and is going to be doing a Malach on Shabbos. You know what I mean? The Chofetz Chaim says in the Hakdomah that if a person does not learn the Halachos of Hilchos Shabbos, please don't, if he doesn't take any extras, take a seat. If a person does not learn the Shabbat, it's not negaya, it's kemat i'asha, that he will not be nishal in the halachas of Shabbat. Now, what are the examples that the Chofetz Chaim himself gives for Hilchos Shabbat for being negaya? The nice chair over there. Says the Chofetz Chaim, boire. Says the Chofetz Chaim, out of all of lamed tes halachas, Rabbi Yisai, there are 39 melachos. Out of all of them, he picks a few, one of them being boire. Why? Because boire is one of the melachos that I personally believe, this is when I came into the yeshiva right, for the first time, so basically we started off doing basa v'cholom, because Ruchan Kanievsky told me that we should start doing, I asked him what I should learn first with the oilam, so he told me, learn basa v'cholom, it's kishmak, it's good. So we started basa v'cholom. And after we started...
Kishmak?
Huh?
Says
Kishmak. I didn't say those words. Oh, but he told me Basa B'chol. I asked him, which one should I do? He told me Basa B'chol.
Why did you ask him?
Well, I was asking two other things at the same time, so I asked him.
Okay.
No, because there's nothing in the bottom. Oh, but the Maisa, when it came to learning Hilchos Shabbos, the first melacha that we started with is Boire. The cheshbon that a person can be over on boire between 50 and 80 times every Shabbos. Matis, yeah? That means there could be 50 times that a person is chayim skila because of boire. He didn't do boire the maisa.
Oh.
But my side, this is clear. Boire is the most melacha. It's very, very important, our boy said, to get the klolim very, very clear, because as we go through Boire, you're going to see there's a lot of examples. There's things that are going all the time. I spoke to a bacher in Paris Chaim recently, and he told me.
Close door, come on.
Whoa, can I have some?
Clear. Starving. No, our boy said, Boire people think is negated to food and food only.
What's going on there, guys?
Sit down,
chill.
I spoke to a boss in yeshiva recently and he told me. He said, what's negated? I don't work in the kitchen. So what do you mean? It's negated to all things even in rock food. For example, a person wants to take a tie to wear a tie. It could be that he's over on an Issa, Minatoira, or a Skila. It could be that we have to kill this guy. Why? Because he picked the right tie to wear.
No.
Right? Oh boy. We're going to see Boyer, Rabbi say. So it's very important.
Let's go to the room.
It's very, very important for Olam to get it very, very clear. What exactly is the Malacha of Boyer, how it's Nageya?
Yeah.
And Be'ez Hashem will begin now the Malacha of Boyer. You want to sit down? Chaim, please, take a seat. You can only gain from this.
It's meaty.
Some people say.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
It's what?
If it's not meaty, then it's true.
I've tangled it.
You didn't tangle it good.
I didn't?
No.
I still tangle this thing.
You don't do it good.
You have to clean it out and then put on water.
Cashew that thing.
It's on my head.
Cashew the microwave?
Yeah.
It's microwave. Yeah, still a cashewable.
Why not? Why?
Go have a look at the state of it.
So you clean it out with Windex?
Well, Windex?
Yeah, use some chemicals.
You clean it out and then you put hot water in for 10 minutes, burn it.
It's so posh.
No.
It's got to be clean. Is it clean?
I'm not.
I'll
wipe it
down. No, listen. Okay, we'll get to it. We've got to talk about the color side.
Let's talk, let's talk.
In other words, don't use the microwave, it's tray.
What?
Okay, I'll break side.
Let's talk
about the color side. I'll break side, again. Boire is a melacha. What does boire mean? Let's start with boire in the Mishkan, right? How does boire begin? But in the Mishkan, we know that after the Malacha of Dosh, what is the Malacha of Dosh? Malacha of Dosh is that you take the animal, and all the kernels were on the floor, and then you take the animal, step on all the kernels. Why? To separate the shell from the seed. Now, that was the case, now we have to get the seed, we don't want the shell. That was the Malacha of Boira. The Malacha of Boira means to separate and to perfect something. Now, this means whether or not I'm taking, again, to perfect. To perfect a mixture. What does that mean? I'll tell you about this. Very, very bullshit. I am over here, and people get the wrong idea when it comes to boira, right? People think boira means, what does boira mean? Right? Boira means when you have something good, and you have something bad. And you take something bad from something good, and something good from something bad. Jacob, I'll give you a Tosfos. Tosfos says in Shabbos, that for example, imagine you have two good things. Are you over on boira? I'm out of the Tosfos. You know why? Because one of them, I don't want. So Tosfos, the one I don't want, I don't care if it's the best thing in the world, that's boira. For example, I'll give you a positive example. You're having a bowl, nuts and raisins. Boom, they're very geschmack, very nice. I don't like raisins though, right? So if I don't like raisins, and I take a nut from the raisin, I'm over on an Issa Minatoira of Skila. It's a mitzvah to kill the person that takes the nut out of the raisins. Why? Because until now, they have a mixture of a nut and a raisin. That means I can't eat it properly. Why? Because I don't like raisins. I only want nuts. Maybe if I can't eat it right now, the raisins are stopping me. So if I've taken out the nut from the raisin, what I've done is, I perfected my food. And perfecting your food, Rabbi Yisai, is an Issa min ha-Torah. This is negated to food, it's negated to ties, it's negated to shirts, it's negated to pants, to socks, to cutlery, to everything you can think of in the entire world, it's negated to food, Rabbi Yisai.
If you take the raisins out,
books,
yeah.
Smoke,
if you're taking the nut out of a raisin, why are you taking the nut out of the raisin?
Because I want to eat the nut.
Unless you take the raisins out of the nut.
What's the chayv skila? Wait, we're in the beginning right now.
I just say,
please. Oh, how do we eat?
Good China, I don't know.
Don't be so full, I can eat everything.
You could have a taste of something I don't want right now.
I
don't
want it now.
I'll give you another example. People have soup, yeah? So and they in the soup they give you a canadle or something like that. So I want a canadle, but you know what? I don't like to eat it together with my soup. I like it separately. So I take it out and put it on the side.
We'll get to everything.
But it's important to understand your story. Now, Rabbi, let me tell you why Boire is one of the melachos that are so hard to understand. Right, Chaim, listening.
I'm starving though.
Chaim, with us. Why is Boire so difficult to understand? You know why? Because it's the smallest thing that you do that command doesn't look like you're doing anything, and it's only an Issur D'oraisa. I'll give you an example. Cooking on Shabbos, right? So what do you do? You can't cook on Shabbos. It's double kosher, right? Well, you can't cook. Right? You don't have to make cake, you don't have to do all these things. Why? Because I see you can do it. But when I take a tie from a tie rack, from a bunch of ties, or I take a sock from a different pair of socks, what's the big deal? What do you mean? It's similar to a skila. This is what I'm saying. That the smallest thing by Boira. This is why it's so important what Boira said to come to the shiur and listen carefully to what I'm saying. The smallest thing by Boira can either be mutar lechatchila or chayiv skila. Depending on what you're thinking at the time and depending on how you're doing it. It's the most important thing. Now, Boira said, I remember last time I gave the shiur, somebody came over, he says to me, oh, come on, do you really think God cares whether you take a little pea from a bean or you take a chunk of bean from the thing? Do you think it makes a difference? Such a small thing, you know, I understand visual, I understand a lot of other things. Oh, but by Boya, do I understand Bechlau? What is the big deal over here? I told him, very posh. I said, imagine you had to go along and you had to send an email for a business deal. Very, very important business deal. And I had to be in by 5 o'clock this afternoon. 4:30, you send the email. By 5:30, it's closed. You wait for the results. Nothing happens. What happened? The guy missed one little click on the computer. Oh, what did he do? Just one click, right? One little he missed. And he missed the boat. My boy said, Boire is the same thing. You have to know Claudius Halochos on the gear between 50 and 80 times every single Shabbos. Hey, the guy was getting dressed, and the guy was eating, davening. Every time, everywhere you go, my boy said, Boire will follow you. Wherever you go, my boy said, even in the toilet, the child is a Boire. Okay? Then I would say, Boile is the most Megea, Melacha, and Hilchot Shabbos. Right. Okay, Rabbi Sai, let's continue. Rabbi Sai, which is from Lawrence, one of the Gedolim, and he was very big with the Biskarov, and he once said that the Biskarov came to him in a dream. And the Biskarov told him that I'm in a great place right now, Gan Eden. So I asked him, how'd you get to such a great place? He said, you know why? Because I was medactic the mitzvahs. Everything I did, I was medactic to make sure I was 100% correct. My boy said, we just had a gavaldic Hanukkah. Hanukkah was purely medactic the mitzvahs. The right oil, the right wicks, the right time, the right, everything has to be right. My boy said, Boire is being medactic in the smallest thing. A person takes the smallest bone on the fish, Chayim Lisa. Right, you understand what I'm saying? This is about the most negative enough. A person takes the wrong fork from the pile, Chayiv Misa. Imagine what can happen with Boi, Rabbi Yisai. It's very, very negative. It's so important, Rabbi Yisai. You know, people come over and they say, you know what? I'm not coming to share anymore. You know why? I'd rather not know. Because if I don't know, then I'm okay. Rabbi Yisai is often a random Gemara Shoshana, says Nishna Zoi. But anything that's Mufurash in the Torah, if you don't know about it, that's your problem. That means if you come here, you can only gain. You can only gain. Because if you don't know about it, you're going to be held accountable. You get to Shemayim and say, where were you? So Rabbi said, we're going to start now. The Lach is a boiler. The Ezer Hashem Yisborah.
Where were you?
Okay, let's start.
So did he say what Gan Eden looked like? He saw the restaurant.
Nice place. Where are
they? They have big place over there.
Okay, Rabbi said.
We're not.
I mean, Brest for me. If they put me in Brest over there, that's hell.
That's what they say by Gan Eden is, no? What they say Gan Eden is? No Gan Eden is? It's a base medrash without a clock. No clock. It's a base medrash.
That's horrible.
For some people it's Gan Eden. And for some people it's Gan Eden. It depends how you take it over
there.
Okay, Rabbi Sai, let's start the Melacha of Boreh, Rabbi Sai. Every single Mekudah that I'm going to be saying is vital for your existence as a Yid in this world. Hear me, Mr. Reich? Now I'm going to bite up. So again, like we said, Matis, Boire means to separate, to perfect, to make something better, to improve it.
Gotta wash on this?
I don't know what the bed means.
Probably white flour.
No, it depends how much food you say put in. 51% or 50%?
About 74%.
So it depends on
the
lady.
Because they don't want the elephant to have to freeze their hands off, that's why.
And that's why they did it. Geschmack. I ain't sure what Rabbi Yisai. Okay, let me go on Rabbi Yisai. Cool. The Melacha is very Geschmack. There's somebody heating on over here. Okay, Rabbi Yisai. Boreh it means to separate, like we said in the Mishkan. They had a mixture of stones and seeds, and they separated one from the other to make it perfected. Zach, this is Boreh, Rabbi Yisai. This is Boreh, Rabbi Yisai. Rabbi Yisai, this is Boreh in the Mishkan, and this is Boreh to us also. Like I said in the beginning, it's an offer to Taz, the Raya, and Rashi, that Boreh applies not only to food. People think, what do you mean? Boreh is only by food? No! Everything could be by chairs also. Like a person takes the right chair, well, he likes this chair. He takes that chair, he could be over and Isim and Atura of Boreh.
Cards,
right? Cards, very good. Chess, all the game shows. We get to Bez Hashem. Lego, there's a lot of shows where we get all the examples of Bez Hashem.
Lambda.
Okay, Rabbi Yisai, let's continue.
To your kids as much as you like.
Now, Rabbi Yisai, again, Boreh means that if I have a mixture of two things and I've separated them because I want one and not the other, this is Boreh, right? And there's also, for example, Boreh, even if I don't want either of them, but I'm separating the mixture. When I have two separate things and I separate them, that's Boreh.
But they're all of them. Also.
Again?
If you want all of them also.
It could be even Boreh also, the Be'alokha brings the God in that way. Yeah. Let me get back to Rabbi Yisai. Now, in order for there to be Boreh, this is crucial. You have to know there's two conditions. Condition number one, it has to be that there are two minim. Two minim means there are two different things in this mixture. And I day that it's separating one from the other. I'll give you an example. You have two forks. Separate one from the other. Are you going to Boreh? About or not? Why? It's not a mixture of different things. It's all the same. If you have all candies, all apples, all oranges, all everything, there's no Boreh there. Why? because it's all the same min. Minechot, no boiler. Minechot, no boiler. Again, what's wrong with ties? The big one with ties. Why are you choosing this time or that time? Did I like this one?
And why are you choosing that arm from that arm?
I'm going to the Isbos.
You're not. It's Tessa's, you're not. It's the same min.
It's for socks also, by the way. It's the game of socks.
You guys have no idea
what
Hasidim is. In England, they don't have one Hasidim.
What are you talking about, Manchester? You guys are Manchester. Manchester is flush everything. They've got towels, dirt, sockers. What do you mean? Okay, right side.
Get off the dirt.
I'm
not
talking about Hasidim.
Okay, right side. Okay, Simcha.
Someone let them know. It's a last one.
I'm leaving. No, right side. That's condition number one. Condition number one. Rabbi said, you have to get this clear. I told you guys, these guys are going to get married, and your wife's going to turn around and say, you guys are total Amoratim. Amoratim.
She went to the seminary for a reason.
You went to Yeshiva for a reason. Would you not?
I went to Yeshiva to get the
Shiva.
Why are you relying on the fact that she's going to go to seminary?
What do you mean?
Condition number one is if you have a mixture of two different things.
Rabbi Sai.
Oh, okay.
Rabbi Sai, condition number two. What's condition number two? Condition number two is it has to be a mixture. If something is not a mixture, then it's not a problem of failure. For example, if you have a bottle of Coke over here and a bottle of Sprite over here. That's not a mixture. The business is over here. Anybody that cleans up a meal after cleans up a table after a suga should be over a boom in a toga.
That's why I don't clean up.
Again?
That's why I don't clean up.
Well, Everybody should clean up. The person goes to the health, the body should clean up. There's not a posset. The base is clear. Again, condition number one, two different things. Condition number two, it has to be a mixture. Shlomo Zalman Orbach used to say that the hardest part of Boira is what? What's a mixture? What's considered a mixture? A guy will take something out of the freezer, he could be over on Boira, he could not be over on Boira. It depends if there's a mixture in the freezer. It all depends when you open the fridge, it's a huge mishmash, there's no way anything's flying, he takes something out, he's over on Boira! Okay, so now that we know about it, there are two conditions in order to make a Boira Shaila. Again, number one, two different things, two different meanings. Number two, a mixture. Only when you have those two things together will there be both. Whenever there's no mixture, or whenever there's only one min of the same, all a bunch of Cokes, and you take one Coke out, put in the fridge, there's no boy bachar. Okay. We move on to the next stage now, Rabbi. This is one of those crucial stages of boy. The Mishnah Berurah in the beginning of Shini Tes brings this Hagamah down the Halacha, and this is why it's in the Gemara's, and the Rishonim, and we're passing this Halacha Lamaisa. What is the way to do boiler beheta? What is the way that I'm allowed to do boiler? Says the Mishnah Berurah. If you do, Rabbi Sai, three conditions. If you do it miyad, if you do it biyad, and if you do it ochel mitel soles. Okay, three conditions. And if you fulfill all these three conditions, then there's no boiler b'chal, it's mukel chatzchila. This is why it's so important to remember this. Let's start from the first one. Miyad. What does miyad mean? Miyad means it has to be for immediate usage. That means whatever I'm taking out has to be for now. What does now mean? Half an hour, an hour, 2 hours, 4 hours. That will speak out of ice and then they're going to shear him. Again? So far so good. It's doing it for miyad. Okay. By my side, condition number two. Danny. Has to be biyad. What's biyad?
My hand.
There is a chavashayna for the oilam. How do you use a fork?
Fork's an extension.
How do you use a fork?
It's an extension of your hand.
Oh, very good, very good, very good. Fork's an extension hand. But not always. Not always. By a salad,
or if you bring it to your mouth. If you're using a fork,
That's separating.
We'll see. Well, right side.
Anyway, extension of the holes.
Right, it could be both. That's what we have. It's called the clip.
No, but that's the
We'll get to the salt shaker with the rice. There's rice in this.
No.
Put the rice in there.
Using your hands for pulling out salad.
That could be. We'll get to it. Use your hands like it cleans. We'll get to all the shakers. I can only pick out the corn right now. Rabbeinu, Yehuda, condition number 3. Ochel mitoch pesoles. What does the ochel mitoch pesoles mean? This means I'm taking the good from the bad. The good from the bad means that I'm taking that which I want from that which I don't want. I just think that is an introduction over here, Rabbeinu, again. I want to spell this out so clear because Rabbi said this is going to save you from Isri Doraisas. Mamash. You follow this conditions over here? No Isri Doraisas. Again, Miyad. It's going to be for immediate usage. Number 2, it's going to be Biyad. You do it with your hand. And number 3, it's going to be Oho with Oho.
Even if it's not food.
Good from the back.
Even if it's not food.
Correct. It's going to be that which I want from that which I don't want. Right, let me give you some examples, and tomorrow, Beis Hashem, we'll go into exactly the halachas of what does it mean, biyad, an hour, and half an hour, what does it mean, a biyad, and we'll ask already if a person uses his hand as a kli, to give it the soup over there, all shiders, Beis Hashem, taking a ladle, a voice that people, I see people who have voice that, oh, you buy all the time, they take the ladle with the soup, and then they put it to the side over there, and they put out the rest of there to get the lock, mama, it's something left over!
Send
him a child, though, if you want to take it. Yeah, Mama, send him a child, that people are over on. And people come to ask me weirdest questions. I tell them, what about Boira? Boira is easy catcher. Everyone's over on Boira. You have no idea what Akin is on. How about if I take something, Biyad, I come to take Sayas. For example, I take a tie out from the rest of my ties. Now, we said it has different ties, all different colors, different shapes, whatever it may be. So it's a mixture. And I take out the good one from the bad one. And I take it. Biyad! But what am I doing? I'm only here for now. I don't want to wake up my roommate tomorrow morning. So I'm going to prepare it for tomorrow morning. And I put it on the side by my chair over there for the night. And tomorrow morning, I'll put it on that tie. Because in the morning, we'll be able to see. Mama, she'll be very early.
So it's not Biyad. No problem.
Kill this person. You take him to the cliff over here. And you give him a kick. Why? He's only using that. Rabbi, I'll tell you.
Having used out of it now.
Let me tell you something. This guy can be in Basedin. And in Basedin, there's like two guys sitting on the bench over there, yeah? There's one guy who killed 16 people. He's waiting to be done by the Basedin. You have another guy that took the tie the night before. Basically, we say, a boy say, kill this guy first. Kill this guy first. The Shulchan Aruch and the Shabbos says that Shabbos is the worst punishment that a person can get. After they tackle, boy says, there's a Ramah. Where's this Ramah? Simon, Shin, Levin, Dan, Sik, Hobob. That said, if a person's over on Boyle, so there's a Ramah. We can't really kill the guy, can we? So what do you have to do? Fast 40 days. No meat, no wine, nothing. Person was over on Boya, even Mashiach! Issa, Midrabana, Midaraisa, it could be has to fast for 40 days. No meat and no. It's often the Ramah, first of all, giving you, you know, nice.
The wintertime
is better. Could be just lady. It's a Ramah, Pascal, this way, Shinra Medal, hop off, look it up! I'm gonna get back.
There's more
time
to eat in the wintertime.
So what do you do? You eat eggs?
Eggs? What about eggs?
For now, you want it to be separate.
No.
You want to use it.
The usage of this tape has to be for now. I need to use the tie now. I need to eat the nut now. It's not the bread that later. It's not the bread that soon. A woman lays the table for the Shabbos meal, right? So she's busy taking the quartz, putting it down. The knife, putting it down. Putting the spoon, putting it down. And then she goes. Claire, she dresses the kids. She goes to meet her husband and shoot. It's a minataya. Why? She didn't be out. She took the oichel and the psoilet, the one she wanted, but it wasn't miyad. I'm telling you an example again and again. Why? This is the one that people make mistakes on all the time.
Shut up,
the simple. Ask the answer. If it's not miyad, Rabbi said, join us tomorrow. What does it mean, Miguel?